Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Yes, it is. Joining me today, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop. How you guys doing?
Hi.
All right today?
Hi, doing Steve. Good. Yes, doing great.
Very well. Well, if anybody wants to join us on this program, you can at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be in the studio for 1 hour, so call us up. And whenever you can't get us and you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And you can ask them the question that you wanted to ask us and see if they can give you some help. A place to get a full answer is tv.newlife.com. Right there, you can ask us anything, and we'll give you more than just the time of day. We'll give you whatever it takes to answer that question, because that's what we love to do here. And to start off the program, let's talk about the urge to overeat. It is one of the biggest dilemmas that anybody struggling with an eating problem has to overcome. And we've got 10 tips on how to do that. And let me tell you one of them. One of those great tips is, rather than eat when you have the urge to eat, well, let's take a second. Let's don't grab something to eat. And let's do a couple of things. First of all, am I starving to death? Probably not. So that's a good thing. Secondly, could I take a deep breath and relax and think about maybe what I really want to do is hit my mother-in-law rather than eat? So that doesn't mean you hit her, but you could talk
about it.
Yeah, you could talk about that rather than eat. I mean, you guys have any tips that you want to add to that?
Well, anytime we can delay, Steve, I think it's really helpful. And the thing with food is that it really works for taking us away from our feelings. Yeah. But have you ever, you know, given into that and eaten, and then it's like, oh, that wasn't satisfying. What else can I eat?
Right? That's a common feeling.
Right, yeah. It's a common feeling. So if you can take a moment and just allow yourself to be aware of what you might be feeling, you know, your stress. What are you stressed about? And delay it just a little bit. Then you can sometimes alter the course.
Well, and I get bored sometimes, and I run into the kitchen and think, mm-hmm. what can I eat? Instead, I get a glass of iced tea and go back to what I was doing, and it satisfies for my situation. But diverting the attention from the food to something else is probably a part of that of taking a deep breath and relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so at Lose It for Life, which we've got coming up here, April the 29th, what we try to do is not just help you figure out some options to grabbing that snack, but to lowering the urges so that you get an urge to eat when, and this is really incredible, when you're hungry, not when you've got this emotionally unresolved thing out there that causes struggle, difficulty, and needs medication in the form of calorie intake.
You know, the other thing, if you take that deep breath and relax, you may be looking at, or you may be confronting in your own mind then what it is that drives you to compulsively eat.
Right, right.
Because it'll be something that gets stirred up in my mind that won't go away.
Well, Dave and I just finished a great book we can't wait for you to read, called Take Your Life Back. Some of you, your life has been taken by food. You can't run, walk, exercise, play with the kids. Others, it's just an obsession. I mean, it's not really that much weight, but the weight of the obsession is horrible. We'll help you deal with that at our Lose It for Life April 29th. But in the meantime, if you want these tips, you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to be on the program, 1-800-229-3000.
I have suffered and walked through the death of my grandmother and my mother, my stepmother, my son. I've lost my marriage of 30 years.
The Healing is a Choice weekend is coming up April 15th through the 17th in Denver. Anger, depression, sexual abuse, abortion, grief, and other groups help you focus on just the issue you're dealing with.
I've been stuck.
To register or to find out more, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
So here I am, and I've had the most fabulous. Every moment has been just awesome. I wish everybody could experience what I've experienced. I'm not stuck anymore.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop. By the way, Jill wrote an amazing book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. And many people eat out of control because they've never resolved that father-mother thing down in there. You can find out how to do it at Lose It for Life. Dave and I edited the Life Recovery Bible. It is the best-selling study Bible, devotional Bible combo. It's the best-selling adult Bible, 2015. If you've never seen one of these or read them or looked at the notes that are there, when you do, you'll see why so many people say, wow, that really explains what I've been struggling with or how I need to look at that particular scripture, and you can get one of those at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But right now, we're going to go to the phones, and we're going to talk with Carol. Hi, Carol. Welcome to New Life. How you doing? Oh, there you go, Carol. All right. Well, let's see if we can talk with Kay then. Is Kay there? Kay? Hello.
Yes. Hi. I'm here.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
How can we help you today?
Yes, my question is, how do I deal with a 41-year-old daughter, single mom, who is living a double standard? And that is, during the week, it's church, Bible study, praying with me. On the weekends, it's taverns, karaoke, and bringing home strange men.
And does she bring home the strange men while your grandchild is there?
Strange men. She has a 13-year-old daughter, an 11-year-old daughter, and about a week ago, I got a phone call at 3 in the morning, and the teenager said, Grandma, would you come get me? My mom just brought home another guy.
Okay. Well, I think this is a really simple, simple solution, okay? You ready?
Tell me.
Okay.
Yes.
You tell her, if you don't stop bringing men home, in other words, if you ever bring home another man, I'm going to have the children removed from your home.
Okay, you know, I agree with you. Their dad, they are divorced, but their dad has called CBS about the children being in danger.
Yeah, right.
And here's what he was told that unless they're physically harmed, in other words, they don't have a problem with the parent being drunk or even having people
so
over.
Then you take you take it out of their hands, and then you ask him to file for custody of the kids, telling him you'll help him however you can. And so you don't rely on CPS, you rely on the judicial system to try to get those kids out of a very unsafe place. But the bigger thing is you go over there and you sit down with her and you say, this has to stop or there are going to be big, huge problems coming up. You're causing a lot of pain for your kids and for us, and we can't have this continue. Let's hear what Dave and Jill have to say, their thoughts on what to do when a daughter is out of control.
Right. At the very least, I think it has to stop in front of the girls.
Right.
And so maybe, maybe the girls spend the weekends elsewhere. Maybe they're with grandma, maybe they're with dad, but they're not around to be exposed to that. And then Kay, and it's hard because you're the mom and probably your daughter's the last person she wants to hear these things from. But saying to her, and so it's a hard position for moms because, you know, kids can, you know, say things to us that they wouldn't say to other people. But to try to talk with her and say, help me understand the hurt inside of you that's driving you to make these decisions above and beyond what's good for your children.
Thank you. You know, I need to comment here.
Okay.
That my daughter has mm-hmm. a long history of promiscuities,
okay.
and I have already seen her through drugs, alcohol, jail, until she became serious, quote unquote, about her being a Christian. Okay, this current thing was truly the straw that broke the camel's back, because you know, I really, really, I have confronted her. Now, here's the thing that makes it difficult. Every time she blows it or this type of thing happens, she says, well, God has forgiven me. Why can't you? I have made it very clear to her, yes, God forgives, but we don't continue on. There needs to be some repentance, a change.
Well, forgiveness isn't the issue here. Forgiveness
is
something.
That's a diversion.
Right.
Yeah. So what you say is, look, honey, forgiveness isn't the issue. A responsible mother needing to do the responsible thing and a grandmother observing the consequences when that doesn't happen, needing to respond, that's what we're dealing with here. It has nothing to do with forgiveness. Nice try, trying to get me off the track there. But
well, and it's not about you forgiving her. You can forgive her. That's fine. But you're concerned about the kids, and there needs to be a change in behavior.
And there's consequences in situations like that.
Well, yeah, I know. I hear you. We've discussed just not letting the kids be there over the weekend.
What's her relationship with her father?
Pardon?
What's her relationship with her father?
Okay, the kids, they like their dad. They spend some time with him. But the thing of it is, we've openly discussed this with the two girls, and they love their mom. During the week, it's just a weird situation. Mm-hmm. During the week, she's a good
yeah, okay.
mom.
You okay,
know.
But
so
I think,
what,
Dave,
what
weren't
is
you
the,
talking
what
about
is the relationship with your daughter
dad?
And
yeah.
your husband?
Yeah.
Her dad.
Your dad. Your
oh.
her your daughter's
okay,
dad.
Okay, now this is a second marriage for 25 years. So, her relationship with her biological dad, terrible. He ignored her all her life, and so that was bad.
Okay,
now,
so we're gonna have to move on. So, guys, what do you think is the best thing she could do with the greatest hope of helping?
Well, I think she needs to get into a recovery program because she's exhibiting sexual addiction symptoms, as well as you're saying she has a history of addiction. So a Celebrate Recovery program would be really great, where she's got a sponsor and can start to look at some of those things, and probably therapy along with that.
Well, I would draw the connection between how she's still searching for her dad's attention, and mm-hmm. she does this in ways that never satisfy.
Yep. Yeah, I
absolutely
agree.
But have that difficult conversation. Don't just understand it, and you need to have some real strong discussions with her that risk even her getting angry with you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because there is time here, and I wish we had more time. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you a copy of How We Love, and that's going to help her see kind of how she's relating to these men. I'm hoping and praying that something we've said will help you be able to influence her. But again, you working with the father of these kids, and even if the kids don't like being with him, I mean, that's something to deal with. What you don't want them is to be in a situation where they're calling you at 3 a.m. in the morning, get me out
right.
of here. That isn't good. So
how do I relate to her? I mean,
you're directing her and telling her she's got to get help. Just like Jill said, she mm-hmm. needs to be in a recovery program. That's the hope for her. And that's really the only thing in the relationship right now is, well, yeah, but honey, you need to get help. Mm-hmm. Why don't you forgive me? Yeah, but honey, you need to get help. Let me find the help. I'll go with you to get the help. The whole focus needs to be on her getting the help that she needs and refusing to expose these kids anymore on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you want to join us on the program, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The other thing I'm going to do, I'll give you a subscription to give to her to tv.newlife.com. That is a great resource. It could educate her. It could help her in parenting and in just being a single mother and a dating single mother. I'll send that to you. I've got a great clip right here on child support and custody. So let's see. I think that's the one. Yeah, let's play that, Terry, on child support.
One of the things that's important, I think, to think about is the fact that you're divorced means there was a reason for that, right? Hmm. And a lot of times I see moms or spouses expecting their ex-spouse to do what they have wanted them to do or to do the right thing, the very thing that they couldn't do while they were married to them.
Well, that's an interesting point.
And I think we end up being very unrealistic about our expectations, that somehow divorce or the courts are going to make this person comply. And that just isn't going to happen. And I, you know, you've heard me say before, I mean, divorce is kind of that gift where you, you know, it's a gift that keeps on giving. You get all of the bad with none of the good.
Boy, isn't that the truth. So anyway, that's tv.newlife.com, $45. We're celebrating 10,000 subscribers and 2 years of this amazing resource. And I'm telling you, if you need a little help raising some kids, raising yourself, and raising up your level of integrity, it's tv.newlife.com. That offer, that anniversary special offer, that won't last very much longer. So
That's for a year, not just a month.
$45 for an entire year. Pretty amazing when you listen to some of the folks who have used it who say, that resource transformed my life. If you want that, you go to tv.newlife.com. All right, guys,
Carol's
let's pick
back.
Okay.
You want to go to Carol?
Hi, Carol. How you doing?
Hi. Great. How are you?
Great. What's going on in your life today?
Okay. So I have a question about forgiveness and making amends.
Okay.
I've had the same best friend for the past 13 years, and in the last 3 months, things have been very strange between us.
What happened?
I don't know, and I don't want to make the bigger part of this that she's been gambling, but that is a component of something. She's not saved. She is a neighbor, lives close. She's been like a mother and a sister to me. She's 15 years older than me, and I just think she's a dear person.
Okay.
So to try to do the right thing, I went to her house and asked her straight out, did I do something to offend you? I'm so confused. You know, what's going on? She denied it. She said, everything's fine, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then she even tried to say, you're so busy. And at that point, a couple of weeks went by again. I went back one more time and humbly went in and I said, look, I'm like, if I did something, I just need to know. And I said, I feel so sad. Like, I feel like I haven't talked to you. And I kind of told her some things that were going on in my life. I said, my husband got a new job. You know, my kids are kind of acting wild. One of my clients is about to die. And okay. I really opened up to her.
Yeah.
She looked at me. I felt like I walked into a complete stranger's house. She had no empathy on her face whatsoever. In fact, she even made a comment saying, I'm so sensitive.
Okay, so what is the question for us then?
Yes, so my question is, recently she's been reaching out to me, and I've been trying to forgive. I've fasted. I have been praying blessings on her, and every day I'm asking God to release me to forgiveness. But my question is, do I have the right, if we are to continue being friends, because she's reaching back out, to tell her how I've been affected? Or is this where I'm supposed to be Christ-like and almost keep it inside?
Are you saying that your resentment and your difficulty in forgiveness is over her not responding to you talking about your husband and the things going on in your life?
Yes. Like, in other words, she hasn't even tried to see me for 3 months.
Yeah.
We used to see each other every week. Something
right.
different. She's been very
yeah.
distant, and I don't think very honest.
Okay. All right. We'll help you with that right after this.
It just became part of my being for so long that so much of the enjoyment in my life was centered on food, and I had to get away from that. I figured about the first day or so that there would be something there that would really help with the situation. I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was when I was out there in May, and couldn't be asking for better. I'm getting ready to order my third round of clothes. And I have been this low before, or lower, and everything that I lost came back and brought friends with them.
You can lose weight and keep it off for life, but it involves more than just the latest fad diet or exercise machine. If the underlying emotional, spiritual, and physiological issues aren't addressed, the weight returns. The next Lose It for Life workshop is April 29th through May 1st in Columbus, Ohio. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I see a different person now than I used to see.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dave Stoop, talking to Carol. So you guys, here Carol's having a hard time with someone that's really functioned as the best friend, now not showing the same kind of interest. And so what do you think? I mean, she's really having a hard time with this, and she's bothered,
Carol,
and it's not going away.
Carol, my first thought is that you're assuming that it's something about you. And while that's a good approach to say, you know, have I done something to offend you, her behavior seems, you know, at least from hearing your story, to be more about something she's going through and perhaps the hiding that she is doing. And that's why she's pulled away. That's still very hurtful.
You got it.
Right, but I doubt that it's about you.
I don't think it's about you at all. And in fact, when you ask her that, she probably was honest about that part,
right,
and saying, no, it's not about you. But she wasn't honest with you about what's going on with her. But she doesn't have to. She's not obligated to do that, or she's not ready to do that. So
mm-hmm.
I think you've got to show her a lot of grace. And it's not a forgiveness mm-hmm. thing, because there's nothing really that she owes you that she can't pay. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think if you just restore the relationship and move along. Eventually, you'll find out what was going on when she's ready to tell you.
Right, and when she does, when she says there's nothing, you know, that you've done, it's okay to say, "Well, I'm shifting, or I'm feeling like something has shifted, that things are a little bit different, and I feel like there's a distance between us. Are you okay?" And I did do that. Okay, that's good. And you have to respect and say, you know, well, whenever you do feel like sharing, if there is anything, I'm here for you. But then you have to respect her desire to not share. And, you know, if, you know, you didn't want us to focus on the gambling, but if that's going on, you know, that may have been increasing in the last several months because there's something that she's running from. And then there's a lot of shame that goes with that. And so, therefore, people hide and they pull away from their relationships. Mm-hmm. And so you want to, you know, pursue her and let her know that you're there for her.
And don't forget, one of the reasons, even when a person isn't a gambling addict, one of the reasons they call it gambling is you can lose. And so she may just be humiliated that she has lost a lot of money. And so, you know, she's like a lot of people hoping to gain it back, or she just doesn't want it to come up right now. So she's avoiding you because obviously you know she gambles. So there are just so many things. I don't want you to be resentful. Mm-hmm. I want you to be compassionate to her and realize, wow, for this valuable relationship to be hurt like this, there must be really something crummy in her life, and I want to be there for her. And Dave and Jill are saying, the bad news is she may not want you there in the bad time. You know,
right? It may be
just
hard
due
for
to shame.
Her.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. What are you going to send her?
Well, why don't we send her, I don't know, what do you guys think would be a good resource for her being a great friend?
Well, Jill said send her Forgiving the Unforgivable.
Yeah, do that. Okay. Well, I think that'd be great. And also, let me give you a subscription to tv.newlife.com and some wonderful, wonderful things on connection and relationship there that might help you. Really glad that you called. All right, guys, let's go to our next caller. Who is that going to be?
Who's that going to be, Terry?
Terry gets to choose today who we're going to be talking with. As soon as he can choose.
What's her name?
Tina.
Tina from...
Okay, Tina, how you doing? Tina, you okay?
Hi, how are you? Yeah.
Great,
yeah.
What's going on?
My daughter passed away July.
Oh, we're sorry.
This past year.
Wow. So how did she die?
Very hard.
Well, of course it has.
How did she die?
She just left my house and she was on her way to work and she was on the highway and she was in the fast lane and this lady was in the slow lane and she crossed all the way over without looking and she pushed my daughter off into the medium and my daughter ended up going in northbound and she died.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. So sorry.
Nothing hurts worse than losing a child.
Mm-hmm. She has a little boy that I now have custody of. But yeah. I don't know where she's at. I know before she died 6 months prior, I lost my mother. She had cancer, so she came and she stayed with me, and then she passed. She passed, and then my daughter...
Wow.
But I know that right after my daughter passed, my other daughter went in her room to pray. And as she was praying, she saw this really bright light take over her eyes. Mm-hmm. And she said, she looked and she saw an angel holding my daughter. And he started flying up in the air. And my daughter loved God a lot. She went to church a lot. And I don't go, we all used to go to the same church, but I can't go there anymore because my daughter always did everything there. So for me to go there, it's like I bring memories back.
Sure.
And I feel
it's
like
hurtful.
I can't get over this.
Okay. All right.
I don't know how to handle this.
Okay.
And everybody seems to have left us after the funeral.
Yes,
everybody's
right.
Like gone.
Oh, that's the tough part. Yeah. Okay, well, you hold on here. We're going to try to help you. And we are so sorry for what you're going through. hang on. I think, you know, it's the worst, worst thing. You're on top of the loss of your mom. Here's this horrific, horrific loss. And we're going to give you some help here right after this.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical, or doesn't make sense, or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Keffer June 24th through the 26th in Dallas, Texas. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process. If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, TV.newlife.com. TV.newlife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. Well, I tell you, so, so sorry for this grief that you're going through. And you know what? It's your life's not going to ever be the same. But I do know this, that it can be different. That's what I know. It can be a little better in different. But and, so I don't have any answers for you on making it go back the way it was. But we want to help it be a little bit better. So, Jill.
So sorry, Steve. Tina, one of the things you said is, you know, you don't know how to get over this, and you don't get over it. This is one of those things that you don't get over. You get through it, and life is forever changed. And I'm so sorry. Praise God that she's a Christian, right? And that you'll be united with her again. And so you do what you need to do each day. And you're right. After all the ceremonies and everything, people leave and they go on with their lives because it doesn't touch their life to the depth that it touches your life. And well, that's the hardest part.
Yeah, I worked with families who lost children years ago in a group and learned a lot from them in that it almost feels like other people think it's a contagious disease, and if they stay around you, then something might happen to one of their kids.
Yeah. Or they feel guilty about,
or they don't know what to do,
going on with normal life that's less, serious.
But here's two things that I want you to think about doing. I want you to create a place in your home, a memory place, where you have pictures and you have mementos that remind you of your daughter. Don't try not to be reminded of her. And the second thing is you got to get into a grief group where people can help you through the grieving process. It never ends, but it doesn't have to be so intense as it is now. It's been 9 months. And it's very intense. It's as if it happened yesterday. And it's not that you accept it. It's just that it becomes more manageable, the grief. And a grief group will help you do that. So call your church or call other churches and say, do you have a grief group, an ongoing grief group that I can be a part of? And get involved in a grief group.
I did go
I did go to one at my church, but I don't want to keep talking about my daughter as in the past.
That's how you got to do it to grieve. You got to keep talking about her because that's how she stays alive in your memory. If you don't talk about her, it's like she disappeared. It's so out of order. Kids aren't supposed to die before parents.
And see, by talking about, you said you didn't want to talk about her like in the past. But by talking about her in the past, you're really helping yourself come to grips with that she isn't alive. She's in heaven. She is in your future because you're a believer too. But you really do need to talk about her, the difference between her when she was walking the face of the earth and when she wasn't, so that your brain kind of starts to catch up with you. And it starts to adjust with, yeah, that's right, she's not here. But see, that's why Dave's saying you need that place with those pictures, because all of these things, as painful as they are, they're helping you to let go of her so that you're not just treating it like she's on a trip across town and she'll be back eventually. Your brain gets it. She's not going to come back, and we're going to be okay. It's not going to be the same. And we're never going to forget her.
And God has been very gracious to you in allowing your other daughter to have that vision of the angel taking her to heaven.
Absolutely.
That is a gift that's beyond expression, because that doesn't happen very often.
And you can be comforted by that. And you also have the gift of her son that you get to carry on with and raise and help him remember his mom. See, it's not something you push away. Like if I think about it, it's going to be worse. No, you want to embrace her memory because she is a part of you.
And we just went through Easter where in terms of the Lord's Supper, it always says, in remembrance of me, do this. And so you want to have some rituals that you do in remembrance of your daughter.
Well, one of the great places where people have found hope and healing is that healing is a choice. I'm going to see if we can't get a scholarship for you to come. I think that would be so helpful for you to come to Healing is a Choice and to do some of the grieving there, deal with some of the reality here. If we can help you with that, we're going to do that. So you hang on, and anybody else, it's Healing is a Choice. And that's April the 15th, and it's just right around the corner. So you can sign up and be part of that wonderful workshop. We've got many, many workshops, intensives, where you work with a Christian counselor as well as a communicator, and that's what we want for you. And I'll be teaching Healing is a Choice. It's a powerful, powerful time. And so call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll tell you all about that and Every Man's Battle, which is April the 15th in Atlanta, Lose It for Life, April the 29th in Columbus, and our marriage solution and Healing is a Choice, that's in Denver. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's see if...
It's Lucinda from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay. Lucinda, how are you? Good to talk to you there today. Yeah,
Thank you're
doing
you.
All right. Okay, how could we help today?
So, I just got married yesterday.
Wow.
Yesterday.
Congrats.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you. We had a private ceremony for me, him, and the pastor. And then in May, we're going to have the bigger celebration for friends and family. But I've been struggling ever since I met him with fear of him dying. And I waited a long time to get married, and he's the one for me, and I'm just so afraid of losing him. However, I know that, you know, I have to trust God and, you know, holding my husband so high.
Lucinda, who have you lost in your life that was really important to you?
My mom, my uncle. My mom committed suicide. My uncle, who I was very, very close to, he died of liver cancer. My mom died about 10 years ago. My uncle died about, I'd say, 5 years ago.
Have you grieved those losses?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, because it sounds like there's a big abandonment issue, that you finally got something good and it's going to be taken away from you.
And you know, another thing to look at is we look at, okay, did somebody abandon you? That's one area we look at. And or did you not?
My mom and dad got divorced when I was about 5 years old.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's a biggie.
Like 30 or something. Right. So, I have a really good relationship with my dad now, so I don't understand.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, so wait. Let me tell you about one other thing. So we look at, have you ever been abandoned or left, and did you properly grieve that? If so, and look at that. But then another way to look at this, is there something missing from your life that puts too much of your life into his hands? In other words, if you don't have wonderful, fabulous friends, if you don't have a purpose that you're living out in your life, where you're waking up going, you know, hey, I'm married, but I'm still this person that God's using to do this other stuff. Is there anything in those areas that you might need to look at?
No, I have a wonderful group of friends, close family. I'm actually a therapist. I've been a therapist for like a year now.
Okay. When you do therapy on yourself, why do you think you're so worried about losing this guy?
Because I waited. I feel like I'm 41 years old. I waited a long time to get married, and now that I finally have it, I guess I'm just so afraid of losing it. I don't know.
Have you talked to your husband about this?
Yes.
Okay, that's good, because it gets it out of the fantasy world.
Yeah, no, he says that, you know, he understands the fear. However, you know, we're all going to die, and one day he is going to leave, and I'll be okay when he does. And I'm like, logically, I know that I've gone through people dying before. I just don't know why I'm grasping onto this so much.
Right. Well, Lucinda, is it okay for you to have something good in your life? Because, you know, your mom committed suicide, so she left you. But I imagine she was pretty depressed.
She was.
And
my
so
mom
for
had a very hard life.
Right.
I was her caretaker ever since I was a teenager.
Yeah, so to surpass her and actually be happy, oh my gosh. It's like
so,
you're abandoning her now,
disloyal.
Too.
You're right. Right.
Right? So I think there's some things to explore and dig around in there for you.
And is there any unresolved thing, too, that would make you think, well, everybody else deserves a great long-term relationship but me? You know, is there any sin, any problem that you still have some shame over? Anything like that to explore? Like, you know, many women, if they had an abortion, then they think, well, God's going to take the very thing I love away.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number. And I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful. But probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet. And it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop. So, Jill, you really hit it here that so often we get into these places in our lives and we don't think that we can, even if there's nothing else, we just don't think that we deserve mm-hmm. long-term happiness.
Well, right. Especially when what's been modeled around us is kind of a lifetime of things being very depressing. Right?
Yeah. Sacrifice. Yeah.
Right.
Got to sacrifice.
Yes. And Lucinda's been the caretaker of her mom, and now her mom is gone, and she's moving on in life. And that can feel very strange mm-hmm. yeah. to leave someone behind that, you know, was your everything.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, you guys have been around me a few years, and you know that I had many, many years of misery in marriage. And now I'm having what I think God had in mind for a marriage to be. It's just so, and every now and then I'll get this little thought, well, how long is this going to last?
Surely. Human nature.
Yeah.
When is it going to go wrong, right?
Right. And how am I going to mess this up? And it's just so, it's too good to be true. So I really relate to that. Well, let's send her a copy of, what would be a good security building? How about the Emotional Freedom Workbook? There's a great section in there.
Yeah.
And if she's a therapist, I think she'll enjoy that.
Yes,
that
would be great.
On fear and dealing with mm-hmm. that. All right, so let's go to probably just a final caller here, and then we'll talk a little bit.
Teresa from Louisville, Kentucky.
Teresa, how are you? How's it going?
It's going well today. How are you?
We're doing okay, and glad you joined us here. How can we help?
Yes, I wanted to speak to the lady that called earlier that had lost her daughter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay,
and,
great.
As a mother who's lost a son 3 years ago this month, I just, you really can understand when you've lost a child, the depth of her pain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to tell her that it, you know, when this happened, people would tell me it will get better. And actually, it made me angry because I thought this will never get any better. And although the pain is still there, the intensity, like you told her, the intensity, it lessens. Right. But I reached out to my church and they had a grief, class and, as the Lord worked it out, it ended up being mainly mothers that had lost their children. And wow. That was a good place to mm-hmm. be because other people do, you know, some people don't handle death
you
well.
You
they
understood.
Don't know what to do.
Right.
Yes, they don't.
They tire with long suffering, the others.
Yes. And even as one sweet friend told me, she said, I just thought that might happen to me one day with my child, and it was just too raw.
Mm-hmm.
So it helped to have a place to go with people, especially people who have lost a child, because I've lost my parents, I lost my dad as a young child, and then my mother, so that's a different kind of loss.
Well, and I think one of the things, too, from your call is, you know, if you've been to a grief group and things are really still really raw and they're not, as we say here, a little bit better, maybe you just go back. You just go back in there. Maybe that's what Tina could do is just go back to that
you have
grief
to keep going, yeah.
group. And, you know, the other thing that your call really brings to mind is you hear people say, well, I really believe in Jesus. I just don't go to church. I'm just not part of the church. You know, Jesus believed in the church, and He died for people being involved in church, and there's so much that he's done by way of establishing a church to help us during these times. And man, I think it's a great, great time for any of us to evaluate. Things might not be bad right now, but they are going to be, and you're going to need that church, mm-hmm. and you need to be involved in a church to help those that are going through rough times, and then also have that there for when your rough times happen, too.
I agree. My church family helped me tremendously. I can't imagine going through life without Jesus, but I can't imagine going through the loss of a child without Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how
so
people
true.
Do that.
Right.
No, that's right. Well, thank you for your call.
I made a little memorial in my home, like you said. Mm. And in the beginning, I was doing this because a counselor suggested it, and I didn't really think it would help, but it does. Now it brings me a lot of peace when my little, it's just a little tree that lights up automatically at a certain time of the day.
Hmm.
And
wow.
It does. It gives me comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So
sweet.
I just hope her hearing from someone who's been through it will encourage her a little.
Thank you, Teresa,
for
calling. Oh,
yeah, thank you so much, Teresa.
Okay, I really appreciate that. I'm going to send you a Spiritual Renewal Bible, and I hope that'll be a blessing to you. If you haven't seen that Bible, Dave and I edited that Bible. It was the Bible of the year when it came out. It's 7 keys to experiencing spiritual renewal and transformation, and it really is a powerful tool in building a life of faith and integrity and credibility. I hope that some of you in listening today, you heard our admonition, we need to be involved mm-hmm. with the church. The church is a place to grow, it's a place to receive comfort, and it's a place to serve. And so if you're not connected, you don't have any other way to find one, let us find. We don't have anything better to do than to help people get back in church. So please call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. What we'd really like to see you do is transform your life. We'd love to see you come to a New Life Intensive Weekend, whether it's the marriage solution or healing is a choice. Maybe it's every man's battle or this lose it for life that's coming up. We can help you, but you have to call us. You know, Carol said that she was confused by some other programs that she was involved in, and she was getting discouraged and frustrated, and she needed God's intervention for direction. Well, the weekend was an experience that she had never had. It was like nothing else she'd ever been through. There was openness and realness of everyone, and it was so important to her, and it shined the light of Christ into the dark places. It was healing and restoring. And she was free of diets and restriction and bondage. And she left knowing that God never fails and that she needs him and she needs other people. That she's responsible for this body that he gave her. Well, I just love hearing that. So many people who have dealt with diets and diet programs, they've been frustrated, confused, and then they come to lose it for life, and it all comes together. We want to help you, well, not just lose weight, but, as we said earlier, lose the weight of the urge or the weight of the despair or the weight of the feeling like I'm so empty. There's so much that weighs us down other than just pure fat or muscle or whatever's on our body. We want to help you, whatever it is. So if you would, call us at 1-800 New Life, and let us tell you all about the Lose It for Life workshop or any of our others that relate to marriage. And then also, if you want one fantastic growing experience that's going to be fun and full of growth, come be part of our Alaskan cruise in July. You can still sign up, and if you've never been on a New Life trip, they're a trip in themselves. They're just something really special about all of us coming together, being open and honest and authentic, looking at God's truth. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can help us, it's that same number. Oh, we would love for you to come on board and be part of Club New Life for a one-time gift. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You call us if you can help. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.